looks like sheep are as good as humans as at recognising faces. Who knew? It's been discovered in a study using celebrity faces. Sheep got it right 80% of the time when looking straight on, 66% of the time when the person had their head turned to one side. So the implications of this are big. Leader in the research and professor of neurobiology at the University of Cambridge, Jenny Morton, is with us. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Did you go in suspecting these sort of numbers and statistics, or were you surprised?
I was half surprised. I expected the sheep to be able to do the task, which is a decision-making task, but I was surprised at the fact that they could recognise a face from a photograph. That was a bit surprising.
So knowing what we know now and knowing what they know, how does that link into Huntington's?
Well, the link with Huntington's is indirect, because this is just adds another task to our repertoire of cognitive tasks that we can use to test the Huntington's disease sheep. And we're very interested in having tasks that are quantifiable, because once we can measure differences between a normal sheep and a transgenic sheep, then we can actually start testing therapies as well. Obviously, if there's a difference between them, we treat an animal with a new therapy. It moves back towards the normal animal, then that would be very positive.
Indeed. How many tasks are you up to now in terms of the sheep?
Well, we have probably four good tasks that are based on human, the tasks that are given to human patients that work quite well in sheep. So and that's enough. You know, I'm not planning on developing any more.
Okay, so you've got your four. You followed the sheep over what sort of period of time? What are you looking for to happen potentially?
Well, that's a good question. So the sheep, the oldest sheep that we have in Australia, are about 9 years old. And they currently show no signs of overt behavioural disturbance. They do have social behavioural changes, which are quite early. So between 3 and 5 years, we know they have progressive social behavioural changes. So we're probably going to take the sheep that we've imported into the UK, who are currently 4 years old, and we'll test them first at four, and if they show no abnormalities, we'll test them again at five, and we'll keep doing that until either we run out of foof or we find a big difference.
If you find a big difference, then what happens?
Well, there are currently a number of therapies that are being developed, mostly in the States, but also in Europe, particularly gene therapies. And I'm very interested in therapies that may change human brains irreversibly. I think we need to test them in animals before we put them into people. And a gene therapy, for example, we would trial a gene therapy on the sheep and then look to see what happened to the cognitive function of those animals.
And then over what period of time? The eureka moment, I suppose, is somehow we've got something to be able to address Huntington's with. How many years do you reckon that is?
Well, you know, this is a very slowly progressing disease, and that's one of the reasons we use the sheep, because they live for much longer than a mouse does. The mutation that the sheep carry that has been genetically modified would normally in a person give a person a juvenile form of Huntington's disease. So I would expect that a child who had this particular mutation would get their disease maybe 8 to 10 years of age. So we're in the right window for looking for early changes. And I think that's critical. If we can prevent the onset of this disease, or even just slow it, it will make a huge difference to the life of patients.
Very best of luck with it. It's exciting work, Jenny. Appreciate your time very much. Jenny Morton, who's out of the University of Cambridge, the transgenic sheep bred in New Zealand. So New Zealand playing a significant role in the cutting edge of science, which is nice, isn't it?